What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, good morning, Kenny, the tables. Boy, they have turned tremendously here over the last 24 hours. I mean, I don't know. Well, you gave me a look. Where were you going to take that? Where are you going to take that right now?
On a normal day, when you battle, not only battle, but you win a joint practice versus one of the top joint practice teams in recent modern NFL history.
I said C in Santa Clara yesterday.
The Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Cleveland Browns go to, is it in Philadelphia? Is that where they do these things?
Born and raised.
Okay. And the head coach, Kevin Stefanski, takes them to the Palestra. He
went to the Palestra?
Yeah, supposedly it was going to be another reunion, all the Philadelphia stuff he likes to do.
I got a hot take he's not going to like.
Okay.
It'll get back to him, too. I'm not taking him by the Palestra. I don't care.
No?
Nope. Take that. Boom. Don't care.
What about the Rocky Steps?
Hinkle Fieldhouse? No, Rocky Steps are fine.
Okay.
Hinkle Fieldhouse, all right. If I go to Philly, which I've been to Philly, the Palestra was at like 99th on my thing. You're telling me all these college basketball teams that nobody outside of Philadelphia can really mention.
Give me one for two-second trivia.
Give me one
Baltimore
for two-second trivia.
University.
You tell me. Yeah, do
Baltimore?
That. Are we do we have two-second trivia on Wednesday, Mitch?
Yeah,
next
we
Wednesday?
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Throw that question out there. For everybody listening,
the Big Five.
Lima's going to give us one of the teams that play their college basketball at the Palestra.
At one point,
Palestra. Listen, this ain't Lima and Fanta. It's Lima and Carmen. Mm. I don't care about the Palestra. Hinkle Fieldhouse.
You don't think Miles Garrett.
Pauley Pavilion.
Who wanted to play professionally. Whose brother played in the NBA.
It could be the Brook Park Rec Center for all he cares.
You don't think he cares about the vaunted Palestra?
It could be the Avon. Does Avon Lake have a rec center?
Dave McMenamin is not going to be happy when this gets back to him.
The anchor. It could be the anchor for all he cares. It doesn't matter. You think Miles Garrett really cares? Guy from Texas? I can't name who plays at the Palestra. He's going to get back to Andy Roth. He's going to try to get me let go.
I think
not even my boss
does
anymore.
Does actual Penn play there now?
Who knows?
I don't, like Villanova doesn't play
Colonial
there.
Penn.
$6.99 a month.
LaSalle?
Term life insurance.
What about LaSalle?
Yeah. All these great teams that no longer play there.
Oh, Temple used to, didn't they?
They used to. Oh, we got to go to the Palestra. Why? No one plays there. It's just this building. It's an old historical building. Great. 1927. Okay. It's not even 100 years old.
I was ready to sound off.
Philly, there's a lot of great things in Philadelphia. I've been to Philadelphia. Eagles fans, if you're clicking in, it doesn't touch me. If you guys like that basketball, like the history of basketball, and there's John Rothstein wants to get mad at me over it, fine. I don't care. a bunch of teams used to play there. Congratulations. Oh, Penn Quakers men's wrestling wrestles there. That's what'll get me in the door.
That's a big five.
That'll get Owen and I in the door.
They just got a $20 million stipend. I don't think they'll be wrestling there much longer.
It was... You said the big five. Who are the five?
Well, I don't know if Drexel was in there at any point, but I know Temple, St. Joseph's, all right, LaSalle, Villanova.
You go on with what you were going to say. So I'm going to try to read about the five here.
I was going to say it was an amazing homecoming. You know, the first day, there were a lot of wins for the Browns, even though they went down as an official L that first day with Elliot Shore.
Parks,
who was on the afternoon drive yesterday. And yesterday, though, a dramatic sea change in the hierarchy of the NFL football, because the Browns went there and they kicked their ass, Kenny. They kicked the Philadelphia defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. They kicked their ass.
Yeah, they did.
Normally, that means it's Super Bowl Super Browns time. Here's Elliot Shore Park on the afternoon show with Nick and Jonathan Peterlin.
I thought the Eagles won yesterday, the Browns won today. But wherever you fall in yesterday's practice, today was much more of a clear victory than yesterday was for the Eagles. I thought the Browns absolutely, you know, destroyed the Eagles for the later part of practice. I had the Browns starting quarterback, which was Joe Flacco, I believe, for all their first team reps, going 9 of 13 with 4 touchdowns, including 3 touchdowns in the final team period. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Browns are not going to be very good this year, but they were certainly very impressive today.
And then they had beers after the practice. So you guess what? That's our Super Bowl, man. That's our Super Bowl. They should have put Joel Batonio should have shaken up the Miller Lite and sprayed it all over Wyatt Teller up there in the middle of the Philadelphia sun.
Can I order a Sports Illustrated Cleveland Browns joint practice telephone?
Yeah, of course.
Harold Fannin was walking off the field and they put a camera in front of him and said, "Where are you taking your family? Where are you taking them?"
Hershey Park.
right up the road.
Which, by the way, guys, they actually did drink beer. Landon Dickerson brought out beer.
They did.
They were drinking Miller Lights out there. That's now a real story.
I did tell Ken on the phone, old me.
Look at these guys.
Single Anthony Limo, who was ready to mix it up on social media. I did say old me might have said that the Browns don't get to drink until they win the Super Bowl.
That's stupid.
That
old you would have been stupid.
Celebrating is for champs. The Eagles are the champs. The Browns are 3-14.
New you says a lot of stupid stuff too, so I don't know which one to yell at.
That you need to dangle the carrot. Drinking is for the winners.
They won. They won the practice yesterday, so they get to drink the beers.
Don't the defending Super Bowl champs get to anoint anyone else?
Was this a passing
of the can?
Maybe it was. Maybe Landon Dickerson goes, "You guys are the chosen ones now. Off you go." And then the Browns said, "We are the chosen ones. Quinshon Judkins is now available to play after the NFL has their say about it. And it seems that Isaiah Bond is going to be available to play." And boy, what an afternoon that became. I saw my phone. I went, "You're kidding me. Quinshon, these charges are dropped? Well, okay then." And then Isaiah Bond, can I just give this little story here? So I go over... It just sounds like it's such easy product placement. But I go over to Classic Chevy, and I'm talking to the guys. They go, "Did you see we signed Isaiah Bond?" And I went, "What?" He goes, "You didn't know about this?" I go, "I was driving. I was on the phone. I was on the phone with you. And you weren't looking at your phone while you were on the phone with me." No. So Lime and I are talking, and like as I pull into the dealership, they had signed Isaiah Bond, or apparently they are looking into what is the situation.
Well, he wrote Isaiah eight Bond, paragraphs that he signed with the Browns.
Isaiah Bond wrote a whole thing about joining the Browns, so I don't think it's official. The Browns haven't put out anything, but Adam Schefter is saying that Isaiah Bond is joining the Browns, so apparently we're getting Isaiah Bond from Texas, who did have a sexual assault allegation against him.
You know how the Lakers, there's just always something about the Lakers, they get the superstar, right? Or the Green Bay Packers have had, you know, like 30 years of here's one quarterback to the next. We apparently are always going to have a player that is charged with either domestic assault or a sexual assault.
Yeah, it's,
and I'm not even trying to make light of it.
I know you're not.
Because it's just who the Browns are. The Browns are always going to take these swings. So, and I do think I have a theory on it. I have a theory on why it's the Browns. I think the Browns have said, you know, in the past, they've got the largest, the most...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Robust analytics group known to mankind that helps in not just game day ops, but scouting. They have done all this. They've thrown more money at it than just about everybody in the NFL. I mean, the catalog of names they have in their analytics department. Yet, their drafting in the Andrew Berry regime is, of any GM that's been around 6 years, has to be the bottom, right? And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful about this draft class. There are guys I love in this draft. Harold Fannin, by the way, apparently has been awesome. So I'm excited
Carson
about that.
Carson Swessinger all over the field.
Yeah, Mason Graham, who was drawn double teams in the first preseason game. Whatever.
So what were your? Want me to give my initial thoughts?
I'm getting to my theory. Right. So I think the Browns are now, as analytically driven as they are, I think they throw their hands up in the air and they say, draft's kind of a crapshoot, and we've been missing, and we've been missing, and we've been missing. So at the very least, let's go after the guys that would have been better draft picks and let's call them valuable because that's where the market inefficiency is. Like guys that slipped, like Philadelphia has gotten players over the years in the draft and Baltimore has gotten players in the draft that they've been able to have them fall in their laps later that should have gone way higher because of either allegations, accusations, bad temperament, injuries, whatever. And I think the Browns are saying, hey, you know what? It works out for those guys. So this whole thing's a crapshoot. Let's just do this because we can't draft well on our own. So this is what we have to rely on. And let's hope they come through. Of course, we have a laundry list of players that with the Browns, it has not worked out. And it's made the Browns one of the most unlikable teams in recent NFL history. And so the Browns are probably already unlikable. We don't win games. So let's throw the darts. See, and that's what they're doing here. And
second sentence is the operative sentence, though.
The dealings we have with our callers every day and people on social media, yeah, there's always a few who are like, oh, why would the Browns do this? But for the most part, I think we all can recognize that if the Browns won games, their fans would be quiet. If Deshaun Watson would have been a good quarterback, all the people that said they left the Browns, they would have come back. They would have bought playoff tickets. And I think the Browns know that. And so they have that on their side. So it doesn't matter when Mary Kay writes that Dee and Jimmy are just so upset. They lose sleep over allegations and all this. And they bring in Lisa Friel, the NFL special counsel for investigations, to talk about domestic violence cases. That's all the optics. And yeah, they talk to them like a symposium of all the young players to not commit these things. But in the end, the Browns every time are going to sign these players and hope that they're getting value out of it.
So let me say this. There's a lot of things that I have been disrespectful on when it comes to Nick Wilson's opinions.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make a joke there. It comes off like I am, but I'm not. I know what Nick said yesterday. I respect Nick's opinion.
Which was?
Nick had he seemed to have a serious problem with them signing or looking like they're going to sign Isaiah Bond. I respect Nick's opinion. However, when you said the second sentence, they're unlikable, they don't win. It's like, that's the one. Because I see teams in the NFL, and I'm not trying to push anything aside from the Browns. They're 3-14. The reason that they get hammered, though, is because they're 3-14. Because they have a history of being a 3-win football team. That's their history. I brought up to you yesterday, I go, I'd love to sit there and call the Browns the victim when it comes to the Shedeur Sanders speculation and all the crazy conspiracy theories out there. They're only a victim of their previous failure. That's all they're a victim of. So there's no victimization there when it comes to the Shedeur Sanders stuff. And this is an extension of it. Because there's other teams that, yeah, they sign guys who have very troublesome pasts. And then they go out and win 14 games. They're called the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have been known under the Andy Reid era, you win. And when you win, I don't think people are going and celebrating all the things that happen off the field or the previous transgressions alleged or confirmed off the field. But winning is the key. And they're a desperate team that's trying to win. They're desperate. When you're the first team that's in on Isaiah Bond, and we know what our wide receiver room looks like, you're desperate. When we were all down about, I can't believe this guy who seems, and this shows you, we don't know each other as well as we all think we do. I've interviewed Quinshon Judkins 3 times since he got drafted. The night he got drafted and 2 other times. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. Seemed like a nice guy. And now these charges are being dropped. I don't know what the NFL is going to have their say about all this. Just because of the courts, they're gone. Seems like the court of public opinion is going to have its say. But the name of the game is ultimately to win. And I can wring my hands and I can be upset, but it's trickled down into major college football. Tone, if we covered Penn, University of Penn, or we covered any one of the 5 teams that played at that palestra, I could get myself twisted in knots if I really wanted to. But the name of it is to try to win.
Is there a number of players
and I think there
that
are
would
players
be too much for you, Ken Carmen, that would make you uncomfortable?
How?
An amount of players. Like Mike Hall, Perrion Winfrey, Devin Bush is on the team.
I understand that.
Obviously not, you know, Judkins. And look, we want all these guys.
Anthony, I don't think.
Is there a number that it would be too much?
No, I don't. There's no over-under on it. But I don't think anybody's.
You would never be uncomfortable.
No.
Because you've used the term uncomfortable before.
I don't think anybody's comfortable. No, who's comfortable talking about what Isaiah Bond was accused of? Who's comfortable talking about the charges that were dropped against Quinshon Judkins? Nobody's comfortable. So there's no number, yes, no, 5, 8, doesn't. There's no number of it. Nobody's comfortable with it.
Do you think the Browns would just be better off signing another wide receiver that doesn't have, you know, allegations or?
In the court of public opinion, yeah, but.
So are you surprised they still do it?
No.
Because I am. After they brought in that woman to talk to the Browns and Dee and Jimmy turned to the cameras and said that, you know, enough is enough. We're going to do all our due diligence. Like, I just would think, just from sheer optics.
So you have a problem
even
with
it. I got to say, I'm stunned that they went right back to the well on the same day that they got some good news out of Judkins. We still don't know. We still don't know if he's going to be suspended or not. We've had players before. Based on the NFL investigation, that charges were dropped that have been suspended. So we'll wait to see what happens here. But I'm just surprised, like, they couldn't even wait a week. They couldn't even wait 2 days. It was the same day.
Because they can't.
It almost seems like they are flaunting it in the face. Like, the women that are Browns fans, it almost seems like they are rubbing it in their faces. And believe me, I saw that reaction yesterday from a lot of Browns fans that are women on social media that have a following that are sick to their stomach that they can't stay away from guys.
I think they simply see it as, if we don't get to the wide receiver, other teams will, and we need a wide receiver. I think that's the way they see it. I'm surprised. Again, I respect your opinion.
I mean, I'm being dead ass. My wife said if our daughter grows up and ever hangs out with a Browns player, she was going to be fired up. Like, that's what women are saying locally. Like, that's not just a random woman. Like, I saw it on Instagram yesterday. There were women that were fired up about this. And they have no idea who Isaiah Bond is.
All right.
They probably have no idea who Judkins is. They do have an idea that the Browns, the first chance they get, will be the team that will sign these guys every single time.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.